Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Was gone. Governor Holcomb took it upon himself to write a letter where he is discussing how, I guess, the gubernatorial candidates, how they have to run. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. It is, for all intents and purposes, a lecture. That's what it seems to be. It seems to be a lecture from the governor to the candidates about how you should run for office. It was entitled "An Open Letter to Those Running to Be Our Next Governor." And it exists in the pages of the IBJ, the Indianapolis Business Journal. One could see it as a lecture. One could see it as a humble brag. Look at all the things I did. Now, he talks about for 20 years, Indiana has been on a roll. And look at our credit rating. And look at this and look at that. Things happened under his watch in terms of economic growth. He gets to crow about those things. Things happened under his watch that he won't talk about. The argument, of course, is that on the Republican side or even on the Democratic side, the candidates are not exciting people. I have sat down on the Republican side with all six Republican candidates. I can attest to the fact that these people are not what we call super exciting. Lovely. I don't necessarily need super exciting. I need efficient. I need people who have a sense of clarity. I need people who understand that Hoosiers' lives are better when there is less government and more of Hoosiers being able to live their lives. I found the picture that the IBJ used. Guys, he doesn't look like this anymore. What are you doing? You don't have a better photo of our governor than this? He's thinned out a little. He's got a beard. I mean, put in a picture of today. Give the guy a break on that one. Just not on the content. I find it off-putting, if not downright insulting, that our governor chose now to put himself out there. That our governor chose this to say, you know, here, let me show you all the things I did. If you want to be really good at your job, you'll do the things I did. There were moments and opportunities over the last 8 years for real leadership from Governor Holcomb where he demurred. And now, as we set for his swan song, now he wants to talk about what it takes. I don't know if I'm the only person off put by this. I doubt it. But I just don't think this is the big connection piece. Oh, listen to the governor. when the op-ed guys at the Indy Star are saying, see, even Governor Holcomb agrees that these Republican candidates. That is not something to be proud of. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Sean Combs Holmes. Talking about P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. I don't know what he calls himself today. What I do know is that this is messed up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. The musician, the producer, the raid from federal agencies that took place yesterday at his home in Miami and in Los Angeles, part of a criminal probe out of New York. Homeland Security raiding the properties. Warrants issued in a Manhattan federal court. The allegations are massive. It is a probe involving possible sex trafficking, sexual assault, the solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics, and firearms. Now, anybody who is anybody knows that the minute you hear this about Sean Combs, I have a hard time saying the words P. Diddy. You immediately go to this.
It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period.
That's Cat Williams. And Cat Williams was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. This was months ago. And started talking about all of these people, all of these deviants, catching hell in 2024.
Is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all.
Named him. Cat Williams took heat on this. He's calling out this one, calling out that one, going through this whole theory that the whole of Hollywood and entertainment is this massive deviant place. And that's how people rise up their willingness to buy into the deviants. And this was part of a grander conspiracy conversation involving John Cena and his appearance at the Oscars, where he's mostly naked, or at least that's, you know, the impression. I mean, he was rather undressed. And there was, oh, see, they humiliate you, and that's how they get you into the club. Guys, I don't play into any conspiracies whatsoever. But I won't deny that power and money make people do awful things in a lot of cases. Not every case, but in far too many. And I won't deny that Hollywood is a place that is blankety blank blank blanked up. But when Cat Williams did this, people went nuts. The podcast as a single episode, I don't think Shannon Sharpe's podcast is one of the top 10 or top 20 most popular. But this episode went through the roof, went insane. And specifically for quote unquote Black America, this was the entire conversation for about 2 weeks. It was everything. I mean, names, good gosh. I actually put out on socials yesterday, who's keeping an eye on Cat Williams right now? Called this, what else does Castrodamus over here have to say? As for Sean Combs, there was a conversation of whether or not he's even in the country. There was a conversation that he's in Antigua. Did he know that he was getting raided? Did he not? There were arrests made, including his children, adult children. The allegations are something else. Violence, sexual assault, sexual relationships, including drug addiction, forced drug addiction. Crazy. Crazy stuff. This all took place yesterday. But what's interesting is that the homes, it was the homes in LA and Miami, not in New York. His home in New York doesn't have a warrant for any raid that might come today. And that might have been purposeful to see who went back to the house and who did this and who did that. If the feds want to grab you, they know how to do it. They know how to do it. And if Jill Biden wants to show herself the fool, she knows how to do it. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. Jill Biden, who... I don't know what it is about Joe Biden's fashion sense, but she does not wear the best outfits. She doesn't. It's very odd. I know. So petty of you, Tony. I'm just saying that it's like it is because it's a meme that has proven time and again and again. I'll leave that there. Her commentary is something completely different. She is speaking at a gala for the Human Rights Campaign. And what is she discussing? Well, the idea that if you want to take books out of school libraries that involve very sexually explicit content for 8-year-olds, well, you're just a no-good Nazi.
History teaches us that democracies don't disappear overnight. They disappear slowly, subtly, silently. A book ban, a court decision, a don't say gay law. Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe. One group of people loses their rights, and then another, and then another. Until one morning you wake up and you no longer live in a democracy.
That's precious. Books that are sexually explicit should not be for 8-year-olds. We should be the adults in the room. And of course, we should say this to the schools and pull them from school libraries for 8-year-olds. Anybody who disagrees is perverted and wants 8-year-olds to have sexually explicit content. Don't allow them near children. Don't allow them to live in your neighborhood. Fight them. Of course, Joe Biden is wrong. And we should say, in the comparison, downright disgusting. Also, was the center of LGBTQ? You think there was a T going on? Do you? That it was the center? It was the hub? Okay, whatever. Whatever, I'd have to check the historical record. And you comparing not having 8-year-olds look at sexually explicit content to Nazis, you might want to check your own history. Because to make that kind of comparison is disgusting. I mean, not as disgusting as your outfits, but still, see what I did? I brought it back. Oh, you thought I was just going to leave that in the ether. Come on, I bookended it. I bookended a commentary about the First Lady ignorantly comparing taking sexually explicit books out of school libraries in the United States to Nazis. Honestly, try and get that with Smiley. I'm just saying what is. So it happened while I was away, but if I understand what took place in this Russia terrorist attack, ISIS decided, hey, let's go after this group over here. let's go take on, well, I shouldn't say take on. Let's go to this concert hall. Let's kill everybody we can. Russia then says, well, this was the responsibility of Ukraine. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. ISIS takes credit for it. This terrorist attack, 139 people killed, including 137 who died at the scene. ISIS says, we did this. Vladimir Putin in Russia says, nope, it was Ukraine. Ukraine says, dude, we hate you, but this ain't us. We don't have enough people to fight the fight that we've got going on because you invaded. And now Putin is saying, you see, what really happened here is that Kyiv, right? We used to say Kiev, but the Ukrainian pronunciation would be Kyiv, so we go with Kyiv. Kyiv ordered ISIS to commit the attack. You think that Volodymyr Zelensky has that kind of power? You can order ISIS to attack? Is that right? The U.S. Embassy had warned this, according to, I think this is Newsweek. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned residents earlier this month, quote, that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow, including concerts. It was yesterday that Putin kind of stated that the attackers were associated with ISIS-K. There's different factions, etc. But claiming that the U.S. had ulterior motive in trying to, quote-unquote, convince the world Ukraine was not involved. Using various channels, the USA is trying to convince its satellites and other countries that, according to their intelligence, there's no Kyiv traces in the Moscow terror attack, that the bloody attack was carried out by Islam followers, members of ISIS, an organization banned in Russia. We know by whose hands this crime against Russia and its people were committed. What we want to know is who ordered it. This is now having people say, well, you see, the whole Russian, the whole thing is nothing more than a false flag put up by the Russians. Oh, God. Why ISIS would engage an attack in Russia is certainly an interesting question, because it isn't where you would normally see them operate. And why and how would they be able to do this? Why attack Russia? Were you going after specifically the policies of Vladimir Putin? Would you go about, you're trying to attack those people who still hold on to some level of religion in Russia, that you would attack this concert hall? There are questions here, and we're going to break this stuff down, because this comes out of the blue, I think, for a lot of us. This isn't what we consider when we consider terrorism. But now we're going to get into a conversation of who ordered this, who ordered that. It's a conspiracy here. Whew. Hoax. I'm going to let Vladimir Putin say anything he wants to say. It doesn't change my mind on whether or not we should be supporting Ukraine. Now, if it's going to change the world's mind, well, that's just weird. Because anybody who takes the word of Vladimir Putin is out of their head. Never, ever trust a KGB agent. Ever. It's just terrible advice. Also, don't eat yellow snow. See? That's good advice. Tony Katz, that's me, by the way. 93 WIBC, good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Morning.
Life is hard. And so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
Originally, later today, I was supposed to head down to the Indiana University campus and hear a talk from Mossab Hassan Youssef. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Mossab Hassan Youssef comes from a family that was Hamas, if you will. He was a militant who defected, moved to Israel, and speaks out about terrorism. Speaks out about what is happening. Worked with the Shin Bet, as was described to me, think of it as the Israeli FBI, and they do work on the issues within Gaza, which is to say the Hamas terrorists. He was scheduled to give a talk. It was there at the Indiana University Hillel, right, Jewish center. And that speech has been postponed. That speech has been postponed because of credible security threats. Let's say it differently. The Jew haters and the Hamas supporters at Indiana University, I said it, I meant it, I apologize to no one. They pushed to try and get this speech stopped, to try and get people to disrupt this speech. At one moment, there was a call for a big presence of cars. Everyone should drive down to make it impossible for people like myself or you to get to the event. This is not about Israel. This is not about the terrorist attack from Hamas. This is about whether or not you believe in free speech in the United States and whether or not you think it's okay for groups to violently stop speech from happening. This is what we are discussing here. Not Israel. That is myth. What we are discussing here is that on the campus of Indiana University, a speech was canceled because of a credible threat. And instead of saying, we see the threat, we're doing the speech anyway, because free speech has to reign, they said, we're not doing it. You say to me, Tony, to do the speech would be irresponsible. And I will say to you, to not do the speech is what's irresponsible. That speech has been replaced. That speech has been replaced. To replace that speech tonight, you can hear from Betsy Bourne, a comedy writer, former writer and producer of Friends, and writer for Saturday Night Live. I have nothing against Betsy Bourne. She's been put into an impossible position. I want to know from the IU Jewish community, quote unquote, did you run this speech by the Jew haters and the Hamas supporters, or the speaker by the Jew haters and Hamas supporters, to make sure she was okay? Oh, this speaker is too mean. Well, how about this one? Is this one okay? Is this one nice enough? Are we allowed to have our talk now? Where the hell is Pam Whitten, president of IU? This is happening on your campus. As was written via email from the rabbi who runs the IU Hillel, Mossab, the speaker, is a son of the co-founder of Hamas and was planning to share his direct knowledge of the nature of Hamas and describe the corruption and brutality that Hamas has perpetrated on the residents of Gaza, as well as the terrorist attacks in Israel. Despite accusations, Mossab Hassan Youssef is far from an Islamophobe. He is a proponent of the Palestinian people and has witnessed the reality of Hamas. Over the past weekend, IU became concerned about credible security information that raised security concerns and has requested that the event be postponed. For the past 6 months, writes the rabbi, multiple programs and presenters at IU have spread unchecked anti-Israel disinformation and anti-Semitic rhetoric. Our desire to bring Masab was based on our belief that it is important to counter the hate speech we have seen on campus. We look forward to working with IU to reschedule this very important speaker in the fall. What makes you think you're going to be able to reschedule this speaker? Why would you believe such a thing? You do not cancel. The violent people will not stop being violent. I stated when I heard about the cancellation from Mossab Youssef, he put it out on social media, that I'll go. I don't let the Jew haters, I don't let the people who are against society and against free speech stop me from attending events. Of course, the communist of Indianapolis, Jesse Brown, free speech rights include the right to protest. When you cheerlead for genocide, you can expect that people will resist you. This sort of mass counter-protest is normally reserved for Nazis. Does that give you any pause? This is what the commies write. They support the utilization of violence to stop speech from happening. And then, of course, call me a Nazi because, you know, it's a Tuesday. You understand that Jesse Brown is not only unbelievably dark in his soul based on comments like this, but you understand that he supports violence. This is what you supported, Vapasily, Indiana Democrats. You support violence. To support the shutdown of the speech is to support violence. I believe we have to fight against it. I believe that you have to, as a rational person in the United States of America, rise up against it. You don't cancel the speech. It goes on, and you force IU to provide the security. Stop funding the football program. They don't win games anyway. Provide the security. Don't fund the basketball program, unless it's the women's program, because they don't win anyway. Fund the security. IU didn't do that. It's time to have a talk about Pamela Whitten and what free speech really means and how you actually have to fight for it.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.